Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, November 8th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Joe Biden's vaccine mandate blocked in federal court. The House passes the president's infrastructure bill. One San Francisco newspaper asks residents if they should learn to live with home invasions. A new survey ranks the drunkest state in the USA. Also ahead, we are now living in a corrupt country. I will spell it out for you. But first, a federal appeals court suspending the president's vax mandate on private business. A panel of three judges writing, quote, "There is cause to believe there are grave statutory and constitutional issues with the mandate." At least 27 states filed lawsuits challenging Mr. Biden's order, including Democratic Governor of Kansas, Laura Kelly. The requirement was supposed to start January 4th for all businesses employing more than 100 people, but right now, it's all up in the air. The House passing the president's infrastructure plan, the final vote 228 to 206, 13 Republicans siding with the Democrats, six progressive lawmakers rejected the bill, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib. The $1 trillion package allocates $39 billion for public transportation, $8 billion for electric vehicles, and $65 billion for broad internet access. A new poll from USA Today says, despite the passing, President Biden's approval rating stands at 38%. Wow. Kamala Harris, 28%. San Francisco Chronicle asking whether folks in the city by the bay should tolerate robberies. The newspaper writing, quote, "Residents and leaders are looking for answers. Should they tolerate burglaries as part of city living?" The answer, of course, is no. Shoplifting in San Francisco up 8%. Home invasions 13%. Car theft 753%. Report from The Hill says Wisconsin is the drunkest state in the union. New data says 82% of America's most intoxicated counties can be found in the Badger State. 31% of adults commonly consume at least five drinks within 2 hours. Beer, the preferred beverage. All this booze has major consequences. More than a third of driving deaths in Wisconsin are alcohol-related. In a moment, corruption, it is a huge problem in America. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, corruption. According to recent surveys, Americans do not trust the federal government, nor do they have much faith in the press. Whether the topic is the 2020 presidential election or the COVID vaccine or spending billions of taxpayer dollars to stop global warming, suspicion reigns, and that skepticism is well placed. Back in 2016, when Donald Trump began succeeding in his quest to become the 45th president, a nasty scheme emerged to destroy him. The media dubbed it Russian collusion, and for years ran wild with speculation that Russia was either helping or blackmailing Donald Trump, perhaps both. Here's how it worked. the FBI was fed phony accusations by operatives that led to the Bureau launching a formal investigation. Using unverified information, which turned out to be fictional, secret federal warrants were obtained that allowed the FBI to spy on the Trump campaign. Along with that, untrue information was leaked by anonymous sources to the leftist media, led by the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, and NBC News. The Times even won a Pulitzer Prize for covering the phony story, not for exposing it as bogus, but for printing the falsehoods without attribution. One Times reporter, Maggie Haberman, reportedly wrote more than 100 stories critical of Trump using anonymous sources. Let me repeat. The New York Times won the most prestigious journalism award in the world for essentially spreading false information. The American taxpayer then picked up a $35 million tab for a special investigation headed by independent counsel Robert Mueller. The probe found there was no verifiable collusion with Russia, but it took 2 years for that to be determined. In the meantime, Donald Trump was savaged daily in the press. Now, another investigation, this one headed by U.S. Attorney John Durham, is finally issuing indictments in this incredible situation. Three individuals have been charged, and the emerging picture is that the bogus Russian collusion story was concocted and financed by Hillary Clinton's campaign. If true, that would be one of the most corrupt political actions in American history. Mrs. Clinton will, of course, deny any knowledge of criminality, and she is entitled to the presumption of innocence that Donald Trump did not receive. Mr. Trump himself is rightfully furious over this whole thing and has called for the Pulitzer Committee to revoke the prize. That will never happen. Why? Because the media industry is so corrupt that false stories no longer matter. Not one news agency has apologized for dereliction of duty in using a fabricated scenario to vilify and smear the Republican presidential candidate. The lesson here is frightening. When the national press is corrupt, devious political players know they can get away with outright fraud and massive deceit. And that's where we are in the USA today. Ronald Reagan once said, trust but verify. But verification no longer matters to a national press infected with an ideological virus. Thus, there is no trust. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 27 years ago today, voters in California overwhelmingly approved Proposition 187, a historic measure that imposed severe limitations on illegal immigrants. Here's the story behind the Golden State's controversial law. Towards the end of the 20th century, California was a liberal place, but not yet dominated by far-left politicians. The state was even home to conservative presidents Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan. An influx of illegal migrants in the 1970s and 80s sent the state into economic decline. Wages went down, unemployment up. Republicans created Proposition 187 to protect American workers from Mexicans and Central American immigrants. The law passed by a whopping 59-41 margin. The bill blocked undocumented people from accessing basic services like non-emergency health care and public schools. It also required employees such as doctors and teachers to monitor and report the immigration status of local residents and inform the police. If notified, federal agents would then be called in to deport those in California illegally. Supporters said the measure would help legal minority communities, mostly Black and Asian, find jobs. Critics claim thousands would turn to back alley doctors before hospitals and gangs for protection instead of law enforcement. The actual impact of Prop 187 will never be known. Within a week, a legal challenge prevented the law from taking effect. It was held up in the courts until 1999, when a Democratic governor dropped the state's appeal. California has since formally repealed the proposition and enacted the most progressive protections for undocumented aliens anywhere in the country. Today, Sacramento offers every available service to all illegal immigrants in California. Migrants now have access to free health care, schools, community college, driver's license, free legal services, welfare, food stamps, nursing homes, public housing, COVID payments, unemployment benefits. At least 3 million undocumented folks now reside in the Golden State. Back after this.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.